Juice, let's go!
DJ Juice.
You listen to my boy DJ Juice
only on radio.dominican.edu.
Make some noise!
All right, everybody. You are listening to The Hot Spot here with your boy DJ Juice. I know it's been a minute. I've been gone for a while. I know, excuse my absence. And it's a little strange because I'm on a Wednesday night at 10, not on Tuesday. The weather was so crappy that I just couldn't make it. My car didn't start. All right. So in the studio right now, we have three special guests, all of them female. So I feel outnumbered in whichever topic we're going to be talking about. But first things first, before I get them on the air, we always have for y'all the hot topic. And so the hot topic this week, personally, I found this funny, and we were talking about this at lunch. So her name is Sarah Tresler, and she covers society events for the Houston Chronicle in Texas, and she's reportedly moonlighting as an exotic dancer, a.k.a. a stripper, according to the Houston Chronicle. She even blogs about it on her diary, on her blog. It's called Diary of an Angry Stripper, which is now locked, coincidentally. And she says she's written about her not-so-secret life and her disgust for men with nipple fetishes and a story about how she once received oral sex from actor Jeremy Piven, who's from Entourage, while studying for a master's in journalism at NYU. So apparently, she not only has brain, but she gives it, too. That's one thing. And she even said herself in like an interview, I strip for crazy people and then write about it as if so we can laugh at them together, is what she said. And on her Facebook fan page, and it says, that's love, people. I wonder if she figures that she's also part of this crazy group. The fact that she's actually doing these things as an exotic dancer, I mean, to me, it sounds kind of funny. And actually, it's not uncommon. There's several people, her predecessor, the one who taught her, he was actually a male escort, and he wrote about these things. So this, to me, is kind of funny and also very interesting just because, I don't know. I got all women, by the way. I have special guests in the studio, Katie. I also have
Emily,
and I also have Rachel in the studio. I know. I just met you. It's cool. Not in that sense, guys. Not in that sense. All right. So would you – if you had a job as a news reporter, and realize this, that as a news reporter, you don't really make a lot of money. Let's be honest. Who the hell reads the newspaper nowadays? Would you be an exotic dancer? Not full nude, maybe like topless. Would you, to make extra money?
I think that any job, if you need to make it, you need to pay your way through school, you're having some financial problems, if you need to do what you got to do. It's probably a kind of a surprising response from me, huh? Juice.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
But if I needed the money, then yeah, I would do it.
You would do it.
I would do it.
Yeah, I would do it too. I mean, it would be fun, you know, like as a on-the-side kind of job.
All
why
I gotta
not?
Say is, man, bust out a paper and pen, write down this number. If you want to get in contact with one of these girls, the station number. For a special party, you can call 415-482-3587. Or if you just want to holler and say what's up, that's cool too. You're listening to The Hot Spot with your boy DJ Juice. And so you would absolutely do it?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Can I have you on my party bus like in the future? Because I'm going to have a pole right in the middle of the bus. Don't worry, you will get tipped.
Oh jeez.
Oh, okay.
Would you do it? Emily, would you do it?
I totally would do it. I think that you should.
We got some freaks up in the middle here.
You should do whatever you can do to get to your dream. I mean, if that's what it takes to make your dream happen, you know, go for it.
Okay, but see, there's also this misconception that, like, girls that are strippers are, like, not smart or they're dirty. Do you think that's, do you figure that would carry on to y'all?
I don't think that's true.
No,
I think a lot of strippers are doing it to get through school and doing it to live their dreams. Yeah, there's those exceptions where they get stuck and, you know, they are gross or whatever. But I think a lot of them are just trying to make money.
Mm. Okay. Mm-mm. I think it's easier for a girl, though, to be like an escort or whatever you want to call it versus a man.
Yeah.
Like men, I mean, I don't think anyone would want to pay for my ass if I were a male escort. Although I already do have my stripper name. If I were a stripper, I already have it. It's called Caramel Crunch. Because I'm brown and I'm going to beat the brakes off of it.
Jesus.
No, seriously, what would your name be? Like, because you can't use your real name. You really can't.
What would my name be, M?
Oh, I don't even know. Like, Snow White or something.
Snow White?
Yeah.
Snow White and the Huntsman.
Jesus.
No, I'm serious. Look at this. Okay.
So you got three girls not opposed to stripping in here.
I know. This is interesting. I'm telling you guys, you should pay attention. We have ladies that aren't afraid to show what they got. I mean, I don't think it's embarrassing personally. I don't think your moms would be proud, but.
Dad.
Or your dad. Okay, more so my dad. Yeah. If I were a dad and my girl was stripping, and I would feel incompetent as a father. Like, I can't help you out that much that you need to, like, support yourself by stripping. Now, would you do full, like, nude or just topless?
No, not full nude. I would do full nude. I would be naked, you know?
Yeah. We got one. Yes. But see, I think it's more. I think a woman is way more central than a man could ever be.
I agree.
Yes.
Like, I think women would be more attracted or more appealed to go see a woman strip than a man. Because all a man can really do is kind of like grab his junk and move it around in a fucking banana hammock, for God's sake. Have you seen those things? Have you seen Chippendales?
No.
Oh, she goes, oh, yeah. She's like, I learned a few moves from them. I copied half the routine. She goes, oh, yeah. All right, so you guys definitely do it?
Yeah,
definitely.
Would you blog about it, too?
No.
No.
You wouldn't blog about it?
No, I wouldn't.
Would that be too
Emily
much?
Would.
Anonymously. I would blog anonymously.
Anonymously?
Yeah.
You would, but under your stripper name, of course.
Sure, yeah.
Snow White. Name,
so Snow like, White.
I can get some customers from it.
Snow White?
Nice, yeah. No, Katie's Snow White.
Oh.
That'd be funny if, like, all of a sudden you get, like, Snow White and all you get is, like, these midgets trying to get at you. I would laugh if you got a bunch of midgets trying to get at you. Like, nuh-uh, you ain't stepping up in here.
That would be unfortunate.
Wait, okay. This seems like an out-of-this-world question. Out-of-this-world question. But what would you imagine? Because you're a regular, like, woman. Like, you're not, like, a small woman. You're not, like, a midget. I wouldn't imagine, like, midgets, like, messing with midgets. Or small people, as they like to be called. But hold on. Here's, like, a random tangent. Would it not be funny to see, like, a midget, like, how he would, like, have sex with a girl that's normal-sized doggy style, like, in bed? Because would he be standing up when he's doing it? Like,
yes.
Because he's not. Because he obviously can't, like, kneel down because he's going to miss. He can't get to the. He can't reach it.
Are you asking us if we would want to watch that?
No, I'm just saying. That's a random. It was just a really random tangent. I know it's really random. But would you ever, like, pay to see, like, a male escort? A male escort.
Yeah, we're gonna have male strippers at our 21st birthday. Yeah. We were talking about this earlier.
Really?
Yeah. We want to see some junk.
Some junk? Like, you really want all that, like, business up in your face, sweaty balls and everything?
They don't need to be in my face.
Yeah, I don't know about my face. Well, like, you said all up in it. I'm like, whoa. I don't know.
It depends on if it's a pretty penis or not.
It's in a banana hammock.
Oh, well.
Not when they take it off.
Not when they take, yeah. Not when they take it off.
Full? What if they don't do full? They just, like.
They will be doing full.
It's a requirement for your 21st to be full?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I'm not going to lie. Not for men, but for women, I'd be like, yeah, you need to be fully nude. I need someone who can, like play it out. Would you get, like, a Chippendale person?
I don't know about that one.
Given the fact they're kind of pricey, first of all, but they kind of do fulfill a fantasy. Like, the whole thing of an idea in a male escort, female escort, is to fulfill a fantasy that you have. Think about it. And I think it's a better name to say escort than stripper. Because as an escort, you're kind of like exclusive. You're kind of exclusive to that person. If people don't know what male escorting is, it's basically you're a gigolo. You're a gigolo. So you basically get calls from these women. You're on a list. You're not on a list, but you're part of this, like, I guess, corporation of male gigolos or female. And what they do is they call you based off your profile. Like, they see your pictures, they see what you look like, your interests, and
it's
what
like a dating service.
It's like a dating service, but for fantasies.
It's weird.
But escort implies that you are giving sexual favors. Strippers imply that you are just viewing.
Yeah.
So that's the difference.
But
there.
See, as a man, they want to touch. Would you allow them to touch? Because if
no.
You do,
no, on. I would not allow them to touch. I'm trying to make money here. I'm not trying to, like, have sex on stage.
They're just touching you. Doesn't mean, like, they're touching you. They're just touching you.
They're drunk men. Okay, let's be real here.
Okay, and secondly, I think you have to work for your tips, all right? So if you don't want to do a little extra, just work for your tip.
Oh.
Not like, you know,
well,
not
then
like,
we take you into the private room, not on stage.
I think
there
has to be.
They charge you $100.
There has to be a limit if you're going to, like, be okay with touching. There has to be a limit.
No, I'm saying, like, I've been to strip club. I'm not going to lie. I've been to strip clubs a few times.
Of course.
And literally, there's some dudes that will, like, the girls will go on them. But the dudes will try to, like, grab their butts or, like, they'll spank their butts. Nothing like they're, like, trying to stick their fingers up. You know, their hoo-ha. But I'm just saying.
Hoo-ha.
Their hoo-ha. Or in Snow White's case, like, her village. Jesus.
I wouldn't want to be
touched.
Snow White,
that's a good one. I like that one. It's actually clever. I think Snow. The only thing, the difference with Snow White is I picture with like black hair and you're blonde.
I thought I was Snow White.
Yeah,
you are Snow White. I don't know. Apparently now I'm Snow White.
Wait. Which one chose the Snow White?
I told her she was Snow White.
Oh, I'm Snow White.
That's off because then I'd picture like dark hair and not like blonde.
We're both blonde.
We're all blonde.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So that's gonna be like. I don't know. What would your name be if you had one, like a stripper name, just off the top of your head, besides Snow White, something
candy, definitely like
candy.
I don't know. What would my stripper name be? Katie?
I don't know. Cotton candy.
No. Cotton candy.
Like I'm fluffy and like chunky. That sounds horrible. Sounds like a big turn off.
A lot of people like cotton candy. Mouth. A lot of people like cotton candy.
And then you can taste sweet in their mouth.
I guess it's pink, you know.
And on that note, we're going to take a quick break. You are listening to The Hot Spot here only on radio.dominican.edu. This is your boy DJ Juice. And we're going to leave you with a little bit of a banger. This one's actually making some noise. This one right here is y'all out here trying to function. We'll be back. Think of stars.
Hey, bitch, try this. Guaranteed, turn a square to a bye, bitch. You ain't down, bye, bitch. I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying. We out here trying to function, we out here trying to function. We out here trying to function, we out here trying to function. We out here trying to function, we out here trying to function. I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man, we out here trying to function. We out here trying to function, we out here trying to function. We out here trying to function, we out here trying to function. We out here trying to function.
We out here trying to function, bitch. You're fucking off my high, get about my mix. You're messing up my vibe, I'm trying to get some crap. Put it in my ride, take it to the rim. I'm toasting and sloppy off of a broccoli Bacardi. 150 watt out my body, about that green like wasabi. Like in Bari, we mobby, we bossy, back the fuck off. Getting money, my hobby, not getting money, it's not. All the rappers I listen to is E40 and Pop. I'm having my revenue player, having this guap. I'm on fly, big nigga shit, man. I stay laced and groom, I spray myself with sucker repellent. My nigga, not perfume, not anything you got. I can sell with a hustler, think I can't. Get the gas, sell the White House, black paint. Black word candy, S-L-A-N-G. Thinking about taking $1 million insurance policy out of my mouth.
Hey, bitch, try this. Guaranteed, turn square to a bye, bitch. You ain't down, bye, bitch. I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man. We out here trying to function. 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 I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man, we out here trying to function. 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 I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man, we out here trying to function.
Hey, bitch, okay, bitch. It's Uncle Earl and the HBK, bitch. Mission the gang, they already know that we ballin'. I'm coming straight out the rich. I got family down in New Orleans. Where you from? You say you lying out here. We say that you jawsin'. You probably thought this never would happen. My niggas been called an alcoholic when sippin' that liquor. Oh, I'm drunk as hell. Fuckin' with a little bitch over in Vallejo. Got a whole pack of pre-roll young L's. And I'm never down to Uno.
pockets on sumo. Haters respect the pedigree, baller heavily. A phony homie, I never be for methamphetamine. That means it's crack ho, young G, hotter than Tabasco. I smash hoes, collect 200 and pass gold. My flow, so Lamborghini, oh shit's a raffo. Now you understand why everything I do, I cast ho, Susie.
Hey. Nigga, hey, bitch, try this. Guaranteed turn square to a bye, bitch. You ain't down, bye, bitch. I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying. We out here trying to function. 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 I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man. We out here trying to function. 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 I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying.
I'm out here trying to function. I'm out here trying to function. Don't talk to me, bitch, if we ain't bucking. Yeah, I'm an asshole. I don't give a fuck, though. Skip the bullshit. Like, what's up with some suck, though? Tight girl, too much. Make your bitch shoes up. Niggas getting mad, nigga. What you gon' do? Everything keep too tough. You know I keep too tough. If I don't fight, that mean I'm coming back to shoot. Riding in the car, looking for a bad bitch with some assetists. Yeah, she gotta be dumb cute. Got a number, text her phone, like, baby, what you doing? She was like, nothing much, you should come through. I got dick for days, I got dick for days. Better take off of work and give a dick for days. Pulses to my brain, to my temple, bitch. And I don't like these hoes, I give them dick and dip, whoa.
Hey. Hey, bitch, try this. Guaranteed turn square to a bye, bitch. You ain't down, bye, bitch. I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man. We out here trying to function. 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 I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man. We out here trying to function. 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 Function. I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man. We out here trying to function.
Touch me there. Close my eyes. Here you are. All alone. Dancing in the dark. Tell me, baby, if it's wrong to let my hands do what they want. Late at night, I pretend we are. Dance, 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 dancing in the dark.
Baby, if it's wrong to let my hands do what they want. tracks.
All right, everybody, we are here back live in the studio only on radio.dominican.edu with me, DJ Juice, on the hot spot. And once again, like I said, if you want to hit me up on Facebook, go to DJ Juice on the hot spot. And that, like the page, you could also hit me up on my personal Facebook, which all y'all may know about. And if you want to get into the conversation, go ahead, let me know. Hit me up on Facebook. Anything that you want to say, because I'm pretty sure I'm going to need help with this next topic. Because I got three women versus one man up in the studio, and we're going to be talking about what women do wrong.
Women don't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
They talk too much.
I don't know
about
this topic.
The men's fault. The men's fault.
What women do wrong, exactly right now. They interrupt and talk too much.
When you say stupid stuff.
Whoa. I wouldn't say it's stupid. But all right, here we go. These are five things, well, four things that women do wrong.
That's not very many.
No.
Yeah, because apparently they can't do much. All right. Some of these. Oh! Oh, it's on like Donkey Kong. It's on like Donkey Kong. All right. I'm getting ready. I got my gloves on and my protective gear. All right. So wanting a man to change. That's the first thing y'all do wrong. Many women get in a relationship thinking they can change the guy. If a guy makes a change for a relationship, the benefit must outweigh the consequences of that change. So you got, and I saw you right away. I saw your face like, damn, guilty. It's true.
You definitely are guilty, M.
Oh, why I'm do? Totally guilty.
See, and that's what I've come to the realization. Women will get with guys they feel like they can repair.
Yeah.
They feel like, hence why no one ever goes for the good guy, because the good guy seems to already be okay. It's the guys that are kind of messed up a little bit. Either the bad boys or the guys who just have had terrible past relationships that you feel like you have to go in, dissect, rearrange. You're like surgeons. I feel like y'all are trying to be surgeons.
Okay,
with the guy.
You want to know why, Juice? You want to know why?
Yes.
Okay, every woman has a motherly instinct, whether they like it or not. And so we want to make sure that everyone is okay and take care of them and fix their problems. Obviously, it never works. Like, let's be completely honest. It never works. And
obviously,
we end up marrying the good guy, but after we get our heart broken a few times by the messed up, screwed up ones.
Okay, all I got to say is, all right, there's no reason why I've been doing well. If I'm messed up and I'm repaired, I think I've been doing well for the past like 20 years.
Debatable. Right?
Okay, that is kind of debatable. I'm not gonna lie, she called me out. But what is it with you guys feeling like you need to change a guy?
I just
okay.
told you.
Okay, you told me yours. I know, mm-hmm. But your face changed right away. I gotta hear this. Do you always try to change men?
Yes.
I always try to change men. I always want them to be how I want them to be. But I recently tried to give that up. But I do have a theory on why I do this. Okay, I believe that all women probably do this. Subconsciously, they may say that they don't, but they do. And so I think that it's because all women want to be that one special woman who that guy changes for. They want to take this guy who is a bad boy, and they want to be that one that's so much more special than the rest that he changes into, like, the perfect husband or whatnot. And I think that's just why. I mean, we're just trying to be, like, better than everyone else. It's like a competition.
It really is, because you have, like,
all
these
people.
And
then y'all get mad when we treat you like a competition.
It's different.
No.
It's way different.
That's the same thing. If a guy, see, this is where the guy's competitive comes in. Because if you have a dude that you're already dating and you meet this other guy and you're like, okay, I'll date you too. It's a competition. Set in stone, baby. You're trying
Absolutely.
To outwin. You're trying to outwin. Think about it. Same thing with the girl. If I'm a dude and I'm going out with somebody else and hypothetically, like, I'm in, like, all of a sudden, like, we start talking and we vibe, you're going to have a competition in your mind where you're like, I got to beat this girl and win the guy. The whole point is to win him or
exactly.
win her.
So what are we fighting about?
I was making a statement, but what is it? Hold on. What is it that you try to change a guy into? Because I'm curious to know what your specific things that you have, what you want to change about a guy.
Every girl has an image in their head of their, what, Prince Charming, I guess? No, until you find that the one or whatever.
Hold on. Correction. It's all these damn Disney movies that get you all.
You know, we talked about this at work.
It's all these damn Disney movies.
It probably is. It probably is. But, you know, each girl wants that special someone who's going to treat her exactly how she thinks she should be treated.
All right. Correction. In order to, like, get something. See, this is what I was talking about with my friend. You have to outweigh it. All right. It has to outweigh because you will never find a guy or a girl that will have that one package, like the whole thing.
You don't know that. You're not there yet.
They won't. They won't.
No, like, I'm with that. Yeah, that's true.
You have to give something up. He might be the sweetest guy in the world, but he might have the world's worst temper. He might be able to snap. There's something about one person, like as a girl, like all girls, in my idea, no girl is about 5'5" with an hourglass shaped body, with a nice behind, about some double C's, all right? Like, there's no way in hell, like, and a really pretty face. There's no way in hell there's a perfect girl, like, body structure-wise, or personality.
Juice, you have not, you're, what, 23? Like, are you planning on getting married tomorrow? Like,
no. Do you not know me?
Hell no. No, I do know you. You don't know that. You haven't met her yet.
You can't say that there's no perfect girl out there.
There's no perfect person, generally.
Okay.
There is the perfect person for you.
For you, exactly. But not this whole fairy tale idea from Disney that.
If it's the perfect person for you, then it's going to be a fairy tale to you.
Exactly. I mean,
whatever. Don't change me.
No individual is going to be a perfect person. I mean, every relationship.
So why try to change him?
Well, there has to be
compromise. We just told you two different reasons.
I'm stubborn. In a relationship, there has to be compromise. I mean, no one's going to be perfect.
Exactly.
And for a relationship to be successful, you have to give and take.
Yeah.
You can't. I mean, part of trying. I mean, if a girl tries to change a guy, you have to, like, give and take in that relationship. You know, you can't be always changing him and not be willing to change yourself.
I think that in a really good relationship, in a really healthy relationship, each person sacrifices and each person compromises and each person changes for the other person.
Exactly.
In good ways, not bad ways, good ways.
No, it never works that way, though. No one actually, like, shares 50-50.
I disagree.
No. I don't think anyone shares 50-50.
Well, if they don't share...
One person always gives a little bit more. A little bit more in a relationship.
That may be true, but...
So it
that
can't be 50-50?
50-50 doesn't have to be the balance.
The hell scale, does 50-50 not mean half and half?
But
like,
I don't...
Am I wrong?
But no one person is okay 100% of the time. Sometimes their partner or their spouse or their significant other needs to pick up the slack.
Exactly. You can't always have a 50-50 balance at every... moment in time.
So one person has to be Kobe and one has to be LeBron. Where they choke in the fourth
they
quarter.
They both suck.
What? All right, I'm not a Kobe fan, but I respect his talent. On a side
and
note,
his cheating abilities.
Oh yeah, you know, to win games. Yeah, I feel you. All right, next one. All right, don't overthink what he is saying or doing. While men pay more attention to overall themes, women tend to sweat the small stuff and nitpick. For example, if he's out late with his friends, he's just out late with his friends. He's not out there creeping. Although, depending on the person.
There's too many cheaters in the world to believe that statement.
On both sides, you mean? Not just men?
Mm-mm. Oh, totally on both sides.
Oh, totally, yeah.
Thank you. See? See? They know what's up. You see? You're defending yourself too much. Women. Women.
Well, I feel like you're attacking me, so I feel like I have to defend myself.
No, not you. I'm just saying overall, like... Don't, I feel like women, here's my phrase. I think women overthink things too much, and I think men don't think enough. Because as a guy, you might say, hey, I'm going out late with my friends. And you might just end it there as a guy. You don't overthink how a girl's going to think that one statement. Oh, my God, he's going out with his guy friends. That means that there's going to be girls I don't know at the going because his friends, da, 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 da. And as a guy, you just got to, like, think a little bit more and be like, I'm going out with my friends. And I feel like it's messed up if you say, I'm going out with my friends. Because their idea of you going out with their friend, your friends, is just a bunch of guys.
I think that if you're freaked out, if the woman is freaked out about guys going out with a bunch of their friends and there's all these girls, then you're insecure about your relationship and you shouldn't be in the first place. You don't trust it.
That's why I don't deal with them. All right. Next one. Talking things to death. What is it with women unable to let go of the like little things. Once again, going back to little things. Some things that are little. Hold on, correction.
In that right now, over talking things.
All right, talking things to death. What is it with y'all that you have to go? Even if it's an argument, and this is how women always win the arguments. As a guy, I will not remember our argument from 3 months ago. All right, this is an example. If you're just point blank trying to win a fucking argument, you will honestly go back 3 months to a conversation, bring it back to current time, and completely throw a guy off as to like, when the hell did that happen? When did we talk about that? But you automatically clock every single thing so you can use it to your advantage. It's like an archive of to-go things just in case. You laugh too much at everything I say. I feel like you are just like, you are like the epitome of this list.
Yeah, probably.
I honestly might be.
Okay, so what is it that you talk to death that maybe shouldn't even be talked to death?
Okay, I believe that women hold on to grudges. We do it so much better than men. And
you just do it in general.
I probably talk to death everything from like, that argument that we had about what kind of ice cream we bought and you brought home the wrong ice cream.
Who the hell fights about ice cream?
Honestly, why are you interrupting so much? I would be like, you forgot my favorite ice cream and you thought it was a different one. Like, that would be something that I would
hold on
to. It's
the overthinking again.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's okay.
Women remember a lot more than men in general. Like, women hold on to little bits and pieces of kind of unimportant information, and when
but it is important to us.
Yeah, it is. To a guy doesn't think about the little things half the time. No. You know, so
we think of the overall picture.
Exactly. So the little things that women find important that a guy doesn't creates an argument, and we'll talk that to death because we want you to remember the little things.
But we want you to think that we're right.
Yeah, that too.
No.
So we're going to talk you to death until you agree.
We always like to be right.
Yeah, even when you're wrong.
No, even when we're wrong, we're still right.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are.
No, I leave it at no and I walk away.
That's it. And then they're going to be pissed off 3 months later at you.
Yep.
What? Doesn't mean the charm can't work, you know? Try to win her back. Keep doing small, cute little things for her. Without her expecting it.
See, girls like that, though. Like, the cute little things.
Ah! Absolutely. That's how you win them back. Man, take notes. That's how you win them back. All right, last and final thing, and this is not for all women, but for some women, disloyalty. Loyalty is everything to a man. A man, put it this way, a man sees the loyalty, like, between the relationship of him and his mother. Psychology has proved this, all right? What a guy wants is loyalty that a mother has towards the son, which means like dead on loyalty. And I mean, that is something kind of rough to live up to because they always have this thing where like women always feel like they have to compete with like their mother-in-law because a guy's image of what a woman is like is kind of set by their mother, kind of. And if it's a really good one, then tough luck. But I would say loyalty, but to both, not just single. It has to work both ways.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Trust and communication in a relationship are pretty important.
All right. So. Now, I'm just curious.
Very important.
What? You have a boyfriend right now?
Yes, I do.
Okay. This is Emily, the one who apparently like hits all these notes. All right. First thing, I wanted to go back to this. What is it about, and he's probably not listening, what is it about your current boyfriend that you tried to change?
Okay.
The way you wanted it to be.
The thing about my current boyfriend is
And hold on, how long have you guys been together?
We've been together a year.
Holy crap.
Yeah. And so the thing about my boyfriend right now is that there are so many things about him that I would change if I could.
Like what? Like top three things. Top three things.
He disappears for days. He just goes off the map.
And he never hits you up through cell phone.
Nope, nothing. For days. Isn't that weird? That's weird, right?
He chews
tobacco, which I think is the most disgusting thing in the world.
That is disgusting.
Yes.
That's like cigarettes. That's gross.
I know. It's disgusting.
Chicken,
it's
that's
so
you. Listen.
Gross. And he doesn't put enough effort into his schoolwork. Those are probably the three things that I would change if I could.
So you got a slacker, a smoker, and... I don't know.
Sketchy.
God damn, you got a meal ticket. Okay, yeah.
This sounds like a horrible one, right? He sounds bad.
But what is it about him that has kept you for a year?
He is the sweetest guy I've ever met.
He is,
even though he disappears.
Yeah. No, he's the most respectful person I've ever met.
Okay.
Whoa.
Yes. Whoa. Don't even go there. Yes. Okay. Respectful since we've been together. Okay.
You had to specify since we've been together. What did he do when you
best
worked
friend
together?
Since what? 10 years old? No comment on this one.
Oh my God. What the hell did. Never mind. We'll do that at the break. All right. So.
What did he do? I will tell you what he did.
All right. Go real quick.
How about shouting whore at her through a car window as
I
we walked in the park?
I slept with his best friend, okay? I deserve what? It. What?
They weren't together.
It's okay.
What? Hold on. All right. I'm on two sides of the fence right there. One, you weren't together. I agree with that. But two, that's kind of messed up. There's always that double standard. See?
Exactly.
There's a double standard.
It's okay.
You
we
weren't technically
it.
Together. You were dating, right?
No.
Well, no.
We were talking.
We were talking.
He was like, oh, Emily, like, maybe I want to be with you. Maybe I don't. I'm going to disappear and not talk to you.
Like, yeah, he was definitely giving me mixed signals, so whatever.
God. What type of man you be finding? My God.
You know what? Just, I have been asking myself this question for a whole year.
It's okay.
I have no idea. All right, Rachel, have you ever tried to change a man?
I have.
Failed, right?
It did, and the relationship didn't end up working out, so.
What was it that you tried to change?
He was a liar, which was not, it was not good. It was not good, but he, that was the only thing we ever fought about was him lying about little things.
So,
and that made me
disloyal.
Mad. Kind of. I mean, yeah.
How long did that last? Not a year?
We were together for 10 months, so almost a year.
Jesus Christ.
We try to fix them.
Yeah, we do.
God damn, y'all like a repair shop. Auto body. Auto body repair shop. My God.
See, the thing is if a guy is willing to change for a girl, that's a
But
huge...
it has to be out of the guy. You can't
make
a guy
do it.
It does.
It has to be out of the guy, but that's a huge thing for a girl. You know,
if he can do it, oh my God, I'm the special one.
It means a lot. It means a lot to a girl.
Smiling.
Yeah.
Ellie's Helen. She's like, yes.
It's true.
It is. It really is.
It's like Willy Wonka. You got the gold ticket. Yeah. And on that note, we're going to take a long break for your next segment right here. We got In The Mix. You know, we always do this. In The Mix. We got some Rihanna in it. We got to get that birthday cake. And secondly, happy birthday and shout out to Lady Gaga, whose birthday is today. All right. Happy birthday to Lady Gaga, all her and her little monsters. Guess what? You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is your boy DJ Juice, and y'all are in the mix.
You know what time it is.
In the mix. I'm ill.
My boy DJ Juice.
Popping bottles in the ice, like a blizzard. When we drink, we do it right. Getting slizzard, sipping scissor. In my ride, like 3-6. Now I'm feeling so fly, like a G6.
Ladies love my style. At my table getting wild. Get them bottles poppin'. We get that drippin', that drop out. Now give me two more bottles, cause you know it don't stop.
Hell yeah. Drink it up, drink it up. Sober girls around me, they be actin' like they drunk. They be actin' like they drunk. Actin' like they drunk. With sober girls around me, they be actin' like they drunk.
Bottles in the
I'ma make it fit. Girl, I keep it gangsta. Popping bottles at the crib. This is how we live. Every
every single night. Take that bottle to the head and let me see you fly.
like this. I'ma make you my cake, 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 cake.
You gotta deal with me. Want war? The Navy SEAL with me. Don't need ice for women to chill with me. Driving crazy like Bobby did Whitney. Or like Kevin did Britney. Or maybe like Kanye did 50. I'm drunk as a skunker, high as a hippie. Whole lot of vodka, little bit of creepy. All sookie sookie, please no hickey. Baby, mess with me. I'll have you in the taste you, wanna feel you, feel you, know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the nights, only happen when seeing life, and I ain't rapping. I wanna take it to ecstasy without ecstasy. Just follow me and let me do the things I want to. I promise, baby, that you want me to. I wanna shake you, shake you, break you, make you lose your mind, lose control and lose it all. Come on, baby, I make it hot when it's spring, summer, fall. That's why in the
you like. make you glad you came.
The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that counts is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came, I'm glad you came. Stars come out, and all that counts is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came. I'm glad you came.
All right, everybody, that was your mix right there. I'm glad you came. That's what I say to a lot of women. All right, so.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. All right, you guys can't. There's a little fun wordplay with that song. Isn't it funny? Can't you think, like, glad you came, like, ha, ha, ha. It's a good joke. Whatever. Don't hate.
All right. What all men want. All
right. So we're going to get into the next topic, which I'm sure they're going to enjoy. We might go a little over the time, but that's cool because we're the last show and it's late night, so we can talk about these things. Next thing up is what the things men will learn not to do because apparently it's disrespectful and not acceptable to women. Let's see if they agree. I got three in the studio versus one guy. I'm going to try to help our
We're room. Winning.
Yeah, we are.
No. She hit clutch on all those. I think we're even.
I lost the last one.
Yeah, we probably are tied right now.
Because it's two versus two.
But remember, we always win anyway, so. Doesn't matter.
Didn't you learn
right
that?
Anyway.
But here's the funny thing. You will keep repeating that till the day I admit it, which will not happen. So you will keep repeating it. All right. Here's the things that men will learn not to do. The moments right after sex are crucial. Don't toss a towel at a girl. Don't make a phone call in bed to get you a taxi cab. Stay in there for a little bit, like right after. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like,
yeah.
Right
cuddle
after
time.
Sex. Cuddle time is very important.
I know. Just don't hit off running for the hills like deuces.
Yeah.
No, don't do that. Don't ever do that. Because we will not come back if you do.
But what if the sex was great, but he just decided to dip?
Done.
Yeah, that's...
Well, she thought about it too long. Hold on, you thought about it too long. She's like, wait, do I get my fix it, but no cuddling? Or do I get nothing at all, but no cuddling?
Yeah, Em, what do you think?
I definitely like the cuddling, but it depends. If I like the guy, I want to cuddle. If not, I'm the first one to leave. I'm not going to cuddle.
See, Katie, we've had this discussion. I have to be the one going to your place. You can't be going to mine.
Oh, you're coming to my place?
Not me. I should have specified. All right. So, for example, I can never go to, like, I can never bring a girl back to my apartment just because I don't have my own room. And I'm in the living room, first of all. And
yes,
secondly,
we talked about this.
It's the easiest route if you go to her room, if you're a guy, just because you have the power to, like, go whenever the hell you want. I think that's crucial. Because as a guy, you'd feel kind of awkward if the girl is still there after a few hours. And you're just kind of like, how do I boot her out kind of like not in a douchebag way?
I think the guy is more prone to want to leave than the girl.
Yeah.
So I agree
cuddling.
With that.
So that's one thing I think that men will learn. And that's something I definitely learned because, I didn't end up cuddling. It was this bad. The girl told me she got mad. And she was like, I was like, are you mad? And she kept saying no. And I was like, are you mad? And she's like. Kind of. I was like, all right. And she didn't say anything. She's like, I just wanted you to cuddle. I was like, okay. So I take like 10 seconds. I was like, all right, sure, whatever. And I put my arm over. This is how I know it's all bad. She takes my hand, puts it to the side. And this is what completely turned me off.
You were done. You should have left.
She said,
yeah.
She was in my place. That was the awkward part. And she said, that's why I believe I should go over and not have a girl come back to my room. But she ends up saying after she tossed my arm away, I shouldn't have to tell you. I'm like, oh, hell no. Because it wasn't like I really knew her that long either. It was like a week.
It doesn't matter, though. I mean,
I don't know. I'm the type of girl that, God.
You don't even go around, so it's cool. This
yeah, so, I mean, I'm going to be with the guy who wants to spend the night and not leave.
Yeah.
So.
All right, another thing men will learn. Not all women are relationship hungry. A guy's idea is that every girl wants a relationship with the guy that... Why are you pointing at her?
Yeah, Why are you pointing
She'll
at
answer
me?
This next okay. one.
Emily, why was she pointing at you?
I'm curious to know myself. Am I relationship hungry?
No, you're not relationship I'm hungry. Not. She is a very good example of this rule.
Why? Because she's not?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Well, although you've been with the tobacco chewing, slacking.
She's had, no, I'm just kidding. You've had she's had multiple long relationships, no, but she's also kidding. Not, you know.
That's more than I could say for me. Shoot. My longest was 9 months. My God. It's like, never mind. I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to get myself more in trouble. I feel like I'm going to get attacked by the pack of women here. All right. So not all women are relationship hungry.
Nope.
Didn't
nope.
call. Women want an explanation. Not all women want an explanation. They just want to be told in that moment. And I think that's very crucial because if you go out and you don't hear from your guy at least once about how they're doing, especially out with their friends, and they say, oh, they're bringing other friends from their, like, because girls get very, like, skeptical when it comes to, like, them not knowing the girls that they're going to go hang out with, the guys.
I think the word you're looking for is territorial.
Yeah.
Okay. Territorial. Thank you. You see? Jesus Christ. What the hell? All right. So, is that true?
About me? Do I get territorial with other girls?
No, I'm just wondering.
Like, just with girls in general? I think most girls probably do. I don't
catty.
Think I do.
Catty.
There girls are catty. It's the competition thing again.
Yeah, it is.
They want to win. We all want to win.
And see, as a guy, that's the same thing with the guy. It's the chase. That's the most exciting part. Being able to say, yeah, I got it. And then when you like lose, you're kind of sourpuss about it. Because I think, like you said, women hold grudges. So they obviously hold on to being dumped. I think a guy handles being rejected and dumped a lot better than a woman. Because we get it much more often. As a girl, your like self-esteem just hits rock bottom. And you're like, oh, hell no. He chose her over me. What the hell don't I have? Da-da-da. Y'all get really sour hurt. Like when a guy rejects you and chooses some other girl.
We really do. And I think it's an exclusivity thing because girls pick exclusive guys that they think are good enough for them. And when that guy says like, oh, sorry, you thought you were good enough for me. But
what if they
like,
find out you're
an
escort?
What?
In our earlier
if they find out I'm an escort?
Yes. Would you hide your nightlife and activity?
No, they better be able to accept that I'm an escort. Like, whatever. Funny. This goes back to the changing people thing. I'm not going to change being an escort for a guy. You
You're
know, they're
going
to accept
bills.
It. They're going to get out.
Okay. Makes sense. Kind of, I guess. I mean, I don't know. You, never mind. Never mind. It was kind of like I was trying to look for the word, but I couldn't find it, so we'll let it go. Women don't always need advice if they need a vent about something. And see, this is a part that I suck at. I can't. Okay, hold on. When it comes to like me being in a relationship with a girl, this completely is like putting my stuff out there. But I cannot handle like the venting. Like when you vent, like there's a certain point in a man's brain where he just goes tune out.
And that's okay.
There's a tune out. Because, like, again, you guys talk things to death.
There's some things that girls just need to talk about with their significant other. And I know, like, they're like, oh, I don't want to talk about it right now or blah, blah, blah. But if you just sit there, like, we don't want you to tell us what to do, obviously.
No, no. You want something.
No,
like,
no,
some
no.
Reaction
we don't.
To let you know that we're actually, like, semi-paying attention, though.
Sometimes we just need to be able to feel like we can just talk to you about something or vent about something and then be over it, be done with it.
Yeah, sometimes girls just need to talk and talk and talk and just let it all out, and then we'll be done and we'll be
Ain't
fine.
Ain't that why you got girlfriends?
Really, the fact that you... But you're on a different level than our girlfriends, obviously, yeah. Especially if we're having sex with you.
If you can talk to a guy about kind
anything.
Of almost anything... It for a girl, it makes your relationship that much stronger.
Okay, I guess. Okay, question.
What you're giving us is you're listening.
That's all we want.
Yep.
Tune out. Tuning out. See, men have that power.
This
to be
is
able
why
to
you've
out.
Only been in a relationship for 9 months.
Hell yeah. And I'm proud of it. God damn it.
No, see, you're not.
Is,
you keep bringing it up.
Is if you can tune out, it. But make us think that you're still listening, then if that works for you, okay. But we kind of want to know that you're listening. If you're tuning out, but we think you're listening, we don't know you're tuning out, it's not a problem for us.
See, I
but then we'll probably bring it up later, so you should probably just listen and save the
true.
Fight.
Regardless, you're going to bring it up anyway because you're going to want to talk about it yet again. So are we clear that yesterday when I talked, no, oh my God, here we go, another spiel. I don't know. I just feel like, and do women like, do you guys actually like tune guys out, or do you actually sit there and listen? Because I find
I tune them out.
Really, you can tune guys out.
I tune them out.
I feel like most women have issues with being able to tune people out.
I can tune people out. I mean, if it's a serious conversation, then I'm gonna sit there and listen. But if you're just being annoying, I'm not gonna listen to you. Like,
what is being annoying? That's a little different to everybody. Because if you're seriously, there's ways to come up about a conversation.
Yeah.
If you go up to me and we're having an argument, there's ways of calmly like talking about it.
That's
there's ways
true.
Of discussing an argument and not having a full blown out argument. Because I know myself, once a girl starts getting like really bitchy about things and starts having attitude, that's where my brain starts going, merp, I'm not listening to this. Why am I going to listen to someone who's coming off this rude? And I'm being calm about it. I'm being calm. Like, why do I feel like, once again, the give and take thing? Why do I feel like I'm taking a bullet while you're not doing anything either?
Well.
I just don't think that you've had very healthy relationships in the past is what it sounds like.
God.
We've also had this conversation before.
No, we have. I don't know. Like, you always learn through a certain process of what you exactly want. I think girls are more specific as to what they look for. Guys just kind of a vague idea of what they're looking for. And it's more like physical that what they're looking for than more so personality. But once again, it comes back to like being able to talk, well, for the most part. Because let's be honest. You don't like a person, male or female, based first off on their personality. You judge a person by how they look.
Or how, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
You're not going to fall in love with their personality at first sight.
But you're not going to fall in love with their looks at first sight.
But you can grow to love someone because of their personality.
Yeah, that's true.
But you can be infatuated with the way they look. And that gives you a certain
infatuation doesn't last very long.
I know. That's why you have the certain infatuation stage. But then after you get to know. I know. I keep cutting you off. My bad.
It's okay.
After that infatuation stage, you kind of like either find out that you like the person or you don't. Because the infatuation only lasts for so long. It's true.
That's true. Appearance is like first impression. You know, if you see a cute guy walking down the street, you're going to be like, oh, hey, check out that cute guy. And if you get to know him and he's cute and has a nice personality, then you're going to want to stick around.
Would you guys date Jason? He's got a great personality. Would you give him a chance on one date? Because Jason was in the studio. We were talking about, like, the quiz and stuff. And he feels like he ain't getting, like, he was in the studio. Why y'all get so quiet?
I would give him a chance.
All right. Well,
she has a boyfriend. It doesn't count.
But I would give him a chance if I was single.
Because he seemed nice. He seems nice. But here's the other thing. He's one of those people that just doesn't know when to stop, like, talking. So, but I mean,
I think he will find the perfect girl.
Oh my God.
No, that there's the perfect Quotes person out there movie. From everyone. Like,
I am such like a hopeless romantic, like, oh, true love exists for everyone. Everyone has their soulmate, you know, whatever. That's just me. He'll find his true love.
I'm not pessimistic. I'm just saying you have to be real about certain things. And I don't believe that. Okay. There might be somebody for you out there. That's true. That is true. I believe in that. But I don't believe in this whole, like, fictionist thing where, like, it's completely, like,
Hugo, I mean, Juice, when you invite me to your wedding, we'll have this conversation again.
All I got to say is, at my wedding, I'm looking forward to the bachelor party. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, we've talked about this before,
too. But they don't know about it. This is the last time I get to do anything single.
And I'm saying, you're not going to care about that bachelor party once you meet that girl.
I think I will.
Yeah, it'll be a nice thing. But then the next day when you see her in that dress walking down that aisle.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they say you get cold feet. I'm like, I don't know. I got to take a break, guys. We got to come back. I got to rethink this. I feel like people get... Because isn't that the common norm that people get cold feet once they're up there? They're not too sure?
No.
Not too certain?
No.
You shouldn't be marrying them if you have any doubts.
Oh, my God. Hopeless romantic line right there.
That's why divorce is so high. We're like, oh, let's get married. Like... If you want to get married, you should be in it for life.
You know how weird it is to see people getting married so young? You know how strange that is? Like, people in their 20s, like early 20s. Oh, my God. You're giving me this look. Are you planning?
I'm going to get married when I'm 22.
Oh, my God. Now, is this planned
to the sketchy tobacco chewing life?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 19.
So you're planning for this relationship to last 3 more years?
Yes, I am.
Oh, my God.
God help me.
Well, we obviously know what your friend thinks of him.
I support you.
They've 100%. Recently buried the hatchet.
I don't. Okay, this is some dirty laundry.
I was drunk.
Oh my god. That's horrible. All right, so that's all the time we have. We kind of went over a little bit, but tune in next week, Tuesday. I'll be back on Tuesday night, 10 p.m. If you haven't liked the Facebook page, like the page. Let me know if you have any ideas for a mix. Hopefully, I'll be making a baby making one soon, because that way I can use it too. All right, you're listening to The Hot Spot only on radio.dominican.edu. We'll catch you next Tuesday, 10 p.m. Keep it locked for tomorrow. We have a whole lineup worth of shows on Thursday starting at 6 p.m. At 7 p.m. Wait, hold on. Now we lost 6 p.m. Hold on. 6 p.m. with Sam I Am with the Power Hour. He starts it off. So check it out tomorrow, 6 o'clock, radio.dominican.edu.